time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? We're a weekly show here on MSONewsports.com. And we bring you the latest in what's going on in the Valley. And the hot news out of the Valley was the Super Bowl back-to-back undefeated seasons of Shaw Sheen out of Billerica. What an amazing run for those Rams. Was the last time they lost in like a semifinal in 2023? You know, 2 years, one of the longest streaks in the state, maybe the longest. We'll ask our friend Mukala Kabongo, who we got to talk about Shaw Sheen and Tewksbury, who fell 1 point shy of its own undefeated season. What a heartbreak for the Tewksbury Redmen, falling to Scituate by one on a last second pass. Last minute, I should say. So we'll talk about that game. What a devastating moment for those Tewksbury kids who worked so hard. Someday they'll look at it and say, man, we did all that. We won every single game. We beat Division I teams and we lost by 1 point. They'll realize how good they were. Right now it just stings, though, I can imagine. But we will get Mukala on to give us all the recaps of all the Super Bowls, including our two Merrimack Valley area teams that made it to Gillette, Tewksbury and Shaw Sheen. And then after that, we'll just wrap it up. Take a look at what's ahead for the winter season for the Merrimack Valley.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Sports Desk back at it, and I say Sports Desk without any official name because I have to have my two shows for one with this guest. He's the best, Mukala Kabongo, New England Football Journal, and a bunch of media savvy stuff this guy does around area sports. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you doing?
We're doing all right over here. We're just settling down after a busy weekend closing out MIAA football with eight Super Bowls, eight winners. Yeah. This is a lot better than like the 19 winners they had in like 10, 15 years ago.
Man.
3A, 4A.
Yeah, there's a lot of divisions.
Yeah, there's a lot of divisions. I mean, I you know, maybe in Massachusetts someday we'll find a way to kind of tighten that a little bit, but there's a lot of divisions, which means Mukala went to a lot of games, all eight. I don't know who in the state covered all eight games. Do you have a counterpart for that?
I mean, just the usual guys at the Globe, the Herald, yeah. they had different people, different days. So
exactly. Yeah. But this was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday affair.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Me, Kevin, John, Tyler, some guys from New England Football Journal, Charlie, we were all there.
Yeah. Yeah. And man, so all eight, let's just go. Go with all yeah. of them. Let's work our way down from eight.
Okay.
What happened in eight? Was there a surprise for you?
Eight was Randolph and West Boylston. This game, the score did not surprise me.
Yeah.
Because Randolph, this entire postseason, their defense has been really good. They only 12 points was the most they gave up.
Yeah,
no other team cracked double digits points, and that was 12 points, and the Neshoba scored 12. So Randolph's defense was very, very physical. They were very in tune. And also with Randolph watching them, like last year, I honestly believe this, last year they just got off to a slow start, and I think they got the Gillette Stadium jitters.
Uh-huh.
Early on in that game, you could kind of tell with some of the mistakes they were making that they don't normally make, and like missing tackles and stuff that they weren't doing that up to that point.
Yeah.
So in talking to Coach Marshall after the game, he said their offseason, what they emphasized during the offseason was starting fast, because in that game last year, they got in a rhythm and they got in a groove, and they started looking like the team that we saw throughout the season. But it was one of those things, it was too little too late. They dug themselves into a deep hole, and you know, it was too little too late for them.
Yeah. So against the same team. It was a rematch.
Yeah, it was a rematch. So this year they got off to a great start. Opening drive, they marched down the field. Mekhi White scores the touchdown. And then their defense forced four turnovers in this one.
There you go. That's a good ball game.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them was in the red zone. West Boylston was driving. Wow. I think they could have made it they could have tied it up at seven. And Alan Noriska, I believe is the name, he punched the ball out. I watched the replay, and he just came and he just punched it out.
That's awesome. What a play.
Yeah, it was a really heads-up play. They got them going, and then they had two interceptions, and then they forced another fumble. So all around, they played a great, solid game, played a lot better than they did last year.
Yeah. Well, in seven, our friends from the North Shore fell shy. Amesbury 22-14 loss to Cohasset, right?
Yeah, they lost to Cohasset. This is a game I wrote the story on this game. It was another good game. This was a really good game. 22-14 was the final score.
Yeah.
It was what you expect from a championship type of game. You know, Amesbury came in scoring a lot of points, but this one they had to play different. It was more low scoring. Their defense made some plays. But I thought where Cohasset had the advantage was kind of their size.
Yeah.
On their front lines. But that didn't really bother Amesbury at a bunch. They didn't bother Amesbury at a bunch. They adjusted to it well, but it just came down to Gus Green of Cohasset with the big 42-yard touchdown run after Amesbury had tied the game up at 14. That pretty much gave them the lead. And then, that's all they needed. Amesbury had some chances, but Cohasset just made the plays in the end of that game, especially in that fourth quarter after Amesbury tied that game. But overall, it was actually a really good game. Amesbury, they played really well. It's just one of those things. It's just, you know, the luck of the draw wasn't on their side. And, you know, Cohasset just made the plays. They made the one more play than Amesbury did.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just realizing this now. Four of the teams that we care about here at the Sports Desk, as you know, we're Amesbury, the Prep from the North Shore side, and then Shawsheen and Tewksbury from the Merrimack Valley side.
Yeah.
All four of those teams were unbeaten, right? Going into the final.
The Prep lost one game. They lost on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, they lost on Thanksgiving. But the Amesbury, other ones,
Tewksbury and Shawsheen were trying to finish off like undefeated years. And Shaheen did it. Well, we're skipping ahead a little bit, but yeah, Shaheen did it. What an incredible run for these four teams, even though three of them ended up, you know, with losses.
Yeah, but they all played in some great games. Every game they played there, most of the games played there this weekend were all great games.
Yeah.
I can definitely say that.
Exactly. And then you go on to six, which was a South battle, Norwell, Fairhaven. Fairhaven, 28-14 win.
This was I was curious to see this matchup because Lucarelli, the quarterback from Norwell, he's a big kid. He's hard to bring down. So I was curious to see how they would hold up against that Fairhaven run heavy offense. Fairhaven passed the ball one time that entire game.
They didn't pass the ball.
They passed it once, and it was like a short pass. It got incompleted, but
wow.
They ran for 410 yards, and I think that's like in the top five most yards by a team in state championship history. There was a guy there. There was a guy in the press area. He was talking about he has a file of all like the records and stats from the state championship since like 1976 when they first started doing the Super Bowls in Massachusetts. So he said he has all these stats and records on file, but he was telling us that 410 yards was in the top five of most by a team. But yeah, Fairhaven last year, they were in this game last year too. They lost to Hudson. I believe their star running back got hurt in that game early, so he didn't finish the game. So like you could kind of tell they was trying to like figure out like where do we go from here. They were kind of like unsure offensively of themselves and what they were going to do. But this year they were flawless. Let's see, they just ran, and it was cold that night too. That game at that point that game the wind was really picking up and it was cold on that field. So you know when you run the ball in the cold and you keep getting, you're not going to want to hit tackle people.
Yeah.
Especially as a defender, you get all those hits in the cold. It makes you not want to tackle. So Fairhaven, they just played really good football, and they said they avenged last year's loss. So that's 2 in 3 years for them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think did they beat Amesbury a couple years ago?
They beat Salem.
Salem, that's right. Yeah,
yeah. I know Amesbury was in it a few years back. I forgot who they played. I forgot who they played in that one though.
Yeah, I think that was, 2023-24 would have to be at Gillette Uxbridge. That was December 1st would be the Super Bowl, yeah.
So yeah.
It looks like Amesbury lost to Uxbridge that year.
Okay.
Pretty handily. So a better walk away for Amesbury this year with a competitive game against Cohasset versus the 42-16 loss against Uxbridge, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, yeah, and they lost to Newburyport on Thanksgiving that year. I don't know if they played anybody because of the Super Bowl coming up. But
I don't think they did.
All right. Well, five. We got our one win from my area, North Shore Valley, and it would be Shaheen with a duking it out with Foxborough. What a game that is! 14-7. Shaheen does it.
It really should have been 14-0. The final score. That touchdown they gave Foxborough was not a touchdown. I was right there.
Oh, okay.
It was a fourth and goal, and the player did not cross the plank. The ball did not cross the plane, but the ref game. Yeah, everybody. So it was just a bad call by the ref. Everybody saw. Even when I went up to the press box, everybody in the press box said the same thing because I had to make sure. And I looked on my phone like five times trying to see if it crossed the plane. But it never did. So, but still, 14 points is all Shaheen needed. But they've been dominant all year defensively. Their defense has been so good this entire season. I think 14 was the most points they gave up this postseason.
Yeah, Salem, the first one. Yeah. And then North Reading did it too.
Salem scored 14?
Might have been some garbage time touchdown.
Okay.
There, all possibly. Right, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. But
North Reading only had 14 against them, too.
Yeah, and that was in overtime, so that one.
Yeah,
this team was battle-tested very much. So, I mean, Dylan Pratt took two he's on their first two possessions. The first one, it was, I believe, a 77-yard touchdown reception, and then the second was when it was a 51-yard touchdown reception. And with that defense, that's all they needed. And, you know, they did a lot of clock control. They got the stops when they needed. When Foxborough made a little push into Shawshin territory, Shawshin's defense forced a turnover on downs. They just kept getting the stops needed, and Shawshin's offense just really couldn't break through against this defense. It's a defense that they play man to man the whole game. Man to man, zero coverage. They rush four. They barely blitz, and they get to you with four. So late in that second half, they started getting to Foxborough's quarterback possession after possession. You can tell they got him out. They got him running out the pocket. They got him scrambling.
Yeah.
And they just made him uncomfortable. So this was a good stamp for Shawshin and these seniors. So Coach Costabile told me his seniors finished their high school career with a 50-2 record.
Yeah.
And this group finished the season also they extend their winning streak to 27 games. It's a 27-game winning streak. Their last loss was to Foxborough in the 2023 state championship game. So yeah. this was the rubber match for these programs.
Yeah. Incredible run. I mean, this is going to be, among the best, area football team and runs. I mean, you can't debate it. It's just
right.
52.
For any division too, like their defense in any division, if you look at it, they're probably in the top three. One of the best defenses in the state this year, no matter the division, just how well they played. And they had and their offense backed it up too. Their offense continually did their job. There'd be games they'd score a lot, but there'd be games all they need sometimes is 14 or 20 points or even 7 points, probably the way that defense was playing. So kudos to Coach Costabile and all those guys.
Yeah. I mean, little do they know it was a semifinal matchup 2 years ago against Foxborough the week before Thanksgiving, and they lose 42-12. Little did they know that they would not lose again.
Right.
At all. I mean, mm-hmm. until next year, even possibly 2026. So
right.
They will not have a loss at least until 2026.
And this is quite the run for the program these last several years. And, I mean, last year's team was really good too. This year's team was even better. So they've had a good run these last 4 or 5 years, and they've racked up a lot of wins.
Yeah, the streak started against Arlington Catholic on Thanksgiving week or day. I'm not sure if it was the day itself, but
right.
Of 2023, and then they just went off back-to-back 13-0 seasons in Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a good testament to the coaching. And I think some of those coaches might, some of them might be stepping down. I know one of Tidsley, one of the their father is one of the coaches there. So I think the youngest Tidsley's graduating. So I think he might be stepping down.
Okay.
And so they might be, they might have a little change, but I think they still got some young guys that are coming back. That should be really good.
What happened to our Redmen in Division 4, Tewksbury?
This 40. Was the best game of the entire weekend.
Yeah.
This was the absolute best game of the entire weekend. And I don't know if people know, but you can go on the Patriots YouTube channel. They still have all those games.
Oh, okay.
They still have it on their YouTube channel. So if folks want to rewatch that, I also put it up on my YouTube channel, more like a condensed version of the game. But yeah. This was the best game of the weekend. It was just everything you could ask for.
I'm Sora too.
Yep. Nice.
Offensively, man. Man, I don't even know what to say. Like, great. Johnny Donovan, a situate, marching down the field, leading them on a game-winning drive. Just that's what a way to end your high school career, doing that at Gillette. Tewksbury, they got nothing to hang their heads down about. They played a really solid game. Mecca Olu, he had a tremendous game. Will Harrison, Johnny Sullivan, all those guys, they made plays. It was just one of those, it was like one of those back and forth things. Like, who has the ball last is probably going to win it. And that's exactly what happened. But I really enjoyed this one. I really enjoyed it from just like everything. Big plays, even defensive plays were made by both teams. Johnny Sullivan had two interceptions in this game. And Situa got a key turnover in the second half after they were down 28-14. They got a key turnover that helped them get tied the game up at 28. So it was, there was the, you see the score, you might think there was no defense play, but there was some defensive plays made in this game.
Yeah.
But that touchdown pass to Miller Shea, that was just a great throw and catch.
It was like professional. It was so fine to seam, and you know, Tewksbury was around it and had good, decent coverage, and they just thread the needle there.
That's a pro pass. That is one of those you just said. That is a pro pass right there. But
yeah,
this was a game. This was a fun game to watch. I was on the field, so I got to see it all up close.
The Sailors, right? The Sailors? Is that what?
Yeah, back-to-back state championships for them.
Yeah, Tewksbury is just so close. And, you know, with Brian Aylward, he's just – what was he like after the game? Did you get a video of him?
Yeah, he was just telling his guys to, to not hang their heads down, to keep their heads up. He told them they played their hearts out. He was proud of them. He was disappointed, but he wasn't disappointed with the effort, because he knew they gave themselves a chance and almost had it.
Yeah. They had a great season. I mean, they pretty much, they own the Merrimack Valley there. I mean, they beat all the Division I teams on their schedule, you know.
It was a very successful season. And, you know, when they all look back at this, like 20 years from now, like, we played in one of the greatest state championship games in history.
I know. I'd like to see Tewksbury and Shawsteen have a non-leaguer if they can pull that off.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
That'd be a great matchup. Yeah. And then working our way down to one, almost there. What happened in three? We get King Philip getting the job done.
Yeah, King Philip and North Attleboro. These two teams play in the same league. You know, things changed for North Attleboro once their big running back, Frankie Strachan, got injured. And he was on crutches the rest of the game. He got hurt in the first quarter, kind of changed their offense around. So, you know, you could just kind of tell King Philip's defense kind of, you know, without Strachan in there, they kind of adjusted and made things a little more difficult for quarterback Dylan Brousseau. But even though Strachan was out, it still felt like North Attleboro had a chance, had multiple chances to get themselves back in this game, because it was only 21-10 for a while. Like, both the defense was playing great, so like they had opportunities to put some points up, but King Philip's defense just came up with the big plays. They came up with the stops, I should say, that they needed. And you know, Talon King, he's one of the seniors on the team that's been in four straight state championship games. You know, playing at Gillette all four years of high school, won his sophomore year, then won this year. The two losses were to Catholic Memorial, but. Just an incredible career for that young man. But this game, it went as about as you could with Hockomock opponents, Hockomock League teams. It went just as about you could expect. It was, you know, the score doesn't show how competitive this game was.
Yeah. Oh, they're in the same conference, those two?
Yeah. They played earlier in the season. I think King Philip won earlier in the season, but it was like similar. The game was similar.
Yeah. Looking at, they won 21-7 in week two. So, North Attleboro after that.
Yeah. And also, King Philip, this is their third, I believe, but they've been to Gillette numerous times since the last 8 years.
Yeah.
They've been there a bunch of times.
Yeah. North Attleboro, that's a heck of a division, the Hockerbach. You know, Mansfield beats North Attleboro. So, you know, only three losses for North Attleboro, two to King Philip, one to Mansfield. Not a bad year.
Yeah, not a bad year at all. And, you know, playing in that league really tests you and really makes you better.
Yeah. All right. And then we're working our way. Of course, I saw you get the interview with the GOAT, DiBiaso, former Everett Frame, now CM's coach, with another one for his resume, 41-14 over Fee, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah, I think this is like championship number 17 or something for him.
Yeah.
I think something like that. He's been in like 22 of these things.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game went about as we expected. You know, Catholic Memorial, just too explosive, got too many weapons. But I will say, Kane Mankins, Logan Mankins' son, who is heading to the University of Ole Miss.
Oh.
He was giving CM a problem in that first half. They were having a hard time blocking him.
Huh.
Yeah, they had a real hard time blocking him. I think when we did the preview show last week, I said if Feehan could score points, that's the only way they're gonna be able to keep up. Because I know they have a good defense and they might get some stops here, but if they can't score points, then it's not gonna be a fun day. So they just couldn't get the offense going, but you know, because it was still, you know, 21-7 is not that big of a lead in football. You get one touchdown, you're right back in it. But they just couldn't get the score they needed to get them in a rhythm. But but they do have some players though. They do, like, as I said, Kane Mankins. He's a really good, solid football player.
Yeah, at least they scored. No one else did that against CM in the first two playoff games.
Right. And they scored after they had forced a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
So capitalizing on turnovers.
Yeah.
That's big in the postseason.
Anyone in the post-game interviews from the media make any snide comments about wanting to move up to Division I?
just the folks on Twitter.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, just the folks on Twitter.
Ridiculous! They should.
Yeah, the folks with no profile picture or anything.
Well, let me ask you this: I mean, like, is there anything CM can do about it? Is it a personal choice, or does it go by hard enrollment numbers?
That's what they say. So it goes by enrollment numbers. You know, they have low enrollment. So I mean, hey man, they got low enrollment numbers. They got low enrollment numbers, but
yeah,
talent wise, they don't. the talent is not Division II talent. It's, you know, and this is, and you see the ripple effect with, you know, teams don't want to play them. You know, teams opting out of the postseason because they would match up with them. So that's kind of the ripple effect in it. But hey, this is sports. You gotta just go out there and compete and play, man.
That's all, yeah. And I mean, you know, we tell Notre Dame football that, right? Oh, we don't want to play. We're done.
Right.
Catholic Memorial, you know, they did, you know, their two losses were to the top two teams in the state, right? Prep and Xavarian this year.
Yeah.
They were competitive with both of them.
Yeah. So, yeah. They had leads in both of them.
Yeah.
That is why people say they need to move back up to Division I. But that, it's also like another whole topic we could discuss about private schools and, you know, needing their, because having their own playoffs. Because people were asking me, do I think public and private schools should have the same, be in the same postseason and stuff like that. I always refer to New Jersey. And like California, because, you know, they have their public school playoffs and they have their private school playoffs.
Yeah.
So like Massachusetts is one of the few states that does both of them together.
Yeah.
That combines them. So, I mean, there's no point of complaining about it. It's just, hey, man, they've shown they could be beat. You just got to have the belief and the players who believe and, you know, want to go out there and beat them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is only talked about this conversation is only in football and hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a baseball occasionally, but, you know, baseball, everything. I think baseball evens itself out.
It evens itself out. Yeah. There's not a lot of argument there. I mean, publics beat privates all the time.
Yeah. But yeah, the main thing is it's mainly football that, you know, this is an issue in.
So that takes us to the story of Division I. Best two teams in the state going at it. Xavarian takes a huge early lead in the first half, and the prep comes all the way back, but not enough. 41-35 loss, and that is loss 4 out of the last 5 meetings I got on my notes.
That sounds about right.
Snuck in the when the I think last year's Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, they won.
They won.
Yeah, they won it last year.
But then Xavarian won against someone else in the Super Bowl. But yeah, what's the deal? Is Obviously, Zavarian's got the number of our friends from Danvers.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things. So I will say this. Wellwood made the biggest play of the game with that scramble on fourth down to get that first down, because if he did not get that first down, Chris Vargas and that offense was going to go down the field and score. Because
yeah. And the prep wasn't, they weren't stopping the prep. I think
Vargas, who was very rusty, you could tell he was rusty, and that defense was, kind of giving him issues. I think somewhere in that second half, he figured out the defense, and then he started cooking. He started getting in a rhythm. He started looking like the quarterback that everybody sees him to be. But Will Wood, on the other side, he is a hell of a talent himself. I mean, I think he threw the third most passing yards in state championship history, 345 yards, 5 touchdowns, and he just had it rolling. They had it rolling in that offense. You know, yeah. Christian McIntyre, Dave Chivagato, they were rolling. The prep's defense couldn't get the stops they needed to. Even there was too many. There was a lot of times it was like third down or fourth down. The defense couldn't get off the field, and that's kudos to Will Wood in that offense. But they gave us a great game. This is what happens when you dig yourself a big hole. You pretty much have to be perfect the rest of the way. You can't afford no mistakes. You know, the interceptions. Chris threw an interception his first play of the game. I think he was that pass. He was just forcing a pass that he didn't need to. His second interception, he threw, it was an out route, and I think he just threw it short or so. So, and that was when it was 27-14 after Riley Salve returned a second half kickoff, the opening kickoff in the second half to cut it to 27-14. So I think that second interception, if they didn't throw that, because Varian went and scored after that, but that second interception, if they would have got some points after that second interception, they would have gave themselves a chance to steal the victory. But you know, you have to be perfect when you find yourself down 27-7.
Yeah.
Zavarian played a great game.
It's almost like the prep has a little bit of a Chiefs vibe. Not this year's Kansas City Chief. Like that's like they forget that team. Mm-hmm. But like they, like Mahomes has, hasn't Mahomes won 3 and lost 2 in the Super Bowl, or lost 1? I know that at least.
He's lost 2
in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's right. Eagles and then Bucks. So he's like 3 and 2. I think St. Pierre's got 3 wins and 2 losses.
Yeah, both losses at Zavarian.
Zavarian, yeah. But obviously, that, you know, I always thought like maybe St. Pierre might want to make that leap to BC football.
I'm talking to him. He loves coaching high school football.
Okay.
It's a much easier job. high school football and it is college.
Well, yeah, it's like a year round. I mean, you know, both of them are probably year round, the prep. And, you know, it was funny. We had an intern on this show and he just kind of blurted out a question once to St. Pierre. He's like, well, coach, you know, we know you recruit pretty heavily. He interrupted him. He was like, we don't recruit, you know? And so he's pretty proud of the fact that, you know, the recruiting speaks for itself. People come to the prep because they want a great education and a great athletic experience. But
and they want to play for him.
But he's been great to us and great for the North Shore football. And he's kind of like the dean of the North Shore right now. Yeah.
You know, we might see these two teams back there again next year.
Yeah.
We might see both of them back there again next year. Both of the quarterbacks are coming back. Zavarian, they're losing their receivers, but they got some young receivers that I was told that it should be big time players that we should see next year. But
yeah,
the prep, they got Maxwell Perrin coming back, Jordan Torrio coming back, Riley Salve is back. That line, there was a lot of first year starters on that line. It's all back, yeah. So they'll be fine. You know, they just, you know. It's when you lose a state title game, it's a long, long off season. So I'm sure they're gonna do everything this off season to get back there and try to get themselves another one.
Yeah, they got back. You know, I mean, they missed it in 24. They're getting there.
Yeah, the 24 one. I wasn't at that one, but I was told there was some like there was a lot going on with the officiating in that game against Needham, but. Oh, no excuses for Adele, but there was like, you know, and it was raining too.
Were the coaches? Were the coaches public school alumni? Big controversy.
right. But you know, that was a rainy day out there, so it was hard to throw the ball that night.
Yeah. Well, that's a wrap. You know, another fun football season. We thank you, Mukala, for giving us the perspective of what's going on statewide, of obviously Merrimack Valley and North Shore as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Final question is, what is your plans for the winter?
Well, basketball starts Thursday.
Yeah.
Basketball season starts Thursday. So Thursday, I will be at Lynn English for their home opener. Friday, I'll probably be at St. Mary's for their home opener. I was going to go to Beverly, but I'm going to go to Beverly next week because, hold on, I might go to Beverly next week, Doug, because they got a big game against Salem next week.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I got to figure it out. But yeah, basketball season, I'm already looking at the schedules and seeing where I'm going to be going. It's like the worst part is a lot of the good games are on the same day. So it's like tough.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, we're going to get, when tournament time comes, we are on the hook again with us. So stay
tuned. Yes, sir.
Around that time, maybe even a midseason report. We'll see how things are shaking out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mukala K, thanks again for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
All right. Later.
Did you know that Anderson is the most trusted name in windows in the United States? See for yourself at Moynihan Lumber. You can take a look at a variety of Anderson windows on display at our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, back at it. And this is our last segment. Thank you to Mukala K for another great, insightful breakdown of the Super Bowls that happened last week. And we're on to winter, baby. On to the winter season. We all know there's some great teams that come out of the Merrimack Valley in the winter. I know Lowell had a good run last year for boys basketball. I know Andover girls won a state championship a few years ago, and they're always in the mix and always strong. Central Catholic does its thing, of course. Great basketball. And, you know, hockey-wise, it's Tewksbury is the one to watch. They made a final last year. So the Redmen always have great seasons, and we're expecting nothing less this winter. So, you know. The Valley had a good fall with two Super Bowl representatives. We'll see if they can follow that up with getting into a spot where they have a chance to hold that MIAA plaque in March sometime. You know, I think the weekend in March, third weekend or so, St. Paddy's Day weekend, you got the Saturday all day basketball state titles and then Sunday all day hockey state titles pretty much. Hopefully they still do that. It's a great day at the Garden. Used to go there to cover D3 hockey for boys all the time, and it was quite a treat, quite an atmosphere, seeing all those kids roll into the train station, door station, representing their teams, and a lot of good games, girls and boys. What is there, like I think there's like six games, something like that, starting at 9 a.m. and going all the way to the end with the Division One nightcap. And so we'll see. That will happen all starting this weekend and completing in mid-March. So, you know, a what's that? January, February, three-month run of winter sports, winter basketball, hockey, track, you know, gymnastics, great stuff coming out of the valley here and all those circles. So we'll be looking forward to watching them. So stay with us. We're a weekly show. We're out Thursday mornings for the most part. I don't think we'll be out on Christmas morning or New Year's morning. So we'll figure out either before that day or after that day kind of show. So stay tuned for that. But plenty to talk about in those shows, of course, with the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Tournament. Got a yearly interview coming up. Man, I think in the 18th is probably the time to get him on and those folks that organized that show. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we will go from there. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Paul Kelly, Rick Moore, Danny Myron for behind-the-scenes work on the show. Talk to you soon, everybody.